Learn Spanish, beginner.
Aprende español en 5 minutos and stop being a beginner.
Bienvenido o bienvenida, my dear Spanish beginner. Hoy es jueves y, como cada jueves, we have reto de la semana. El reto of this week, el reto de esta semana, it's the next one, please pay attention, because I'm going to say you 4 sentences, 4 frases. En Barcelona hay turistas. En Barcelona están turistas. En Barcelona hay la Sagrada Familia. En Barcelona está la Sagrada Familia. As you can hear, as you can listen, we have 4 sentences, and we have 2 sentences that have verbo hay, and we have other 2 sentences that have verbo estar. As you know, verbo hay always express existence, it's impersonal, so you cannot change it, and in English you can translate it as there is or there are, but remember that it's impersonal and this never change. We can say hay personas or hay una persona. It never changes if it's singular or if it's plural. Y el verbo estar always express location, and in English it doesn't exist. And this is something that can be a bit tricky for an English speaker because you don't distinguish between verbo estar and verbo ser. But here we have a problem. We have a problem because, first of all, we are expressing the existence of things. In this case, turistas or Sagrada Familia. But, in addition, we also express the place, that in this case is Barcelona. And here it's the tricky thing that we have to overcome en este reto de la semana. Which is the difference between hay y el verbo estar? Well, we have to distinguish between specific things and not specific things. If we are referring to things that are not specific, like turistas, like food, like toros, like playa, that are things that can be in other places, and we are not referring to one specific playa, to one specific food, or to one specific turista that can be your friend, in this case, we are going to use verbo hay. For the reason, we can say that en Barcelona hay turistas, en Barcelona hay playa, or en Barcelona hay toros. Well, actually, they are not toros, because now it's forbidden. And by the contrast, por el contrario, we use verbo estar to express things that are in one place, but these things are specific. Como, por ejemplo, monuments, cities, or people that you know, people that are specific in your knowledge. For the reason, we can say that en Barcelona está la Sagrada Familia, en Barcelona está Leo Messi, en Barcelona está el Museo Picasso, o en Barcelona está Sergio, this fantastic teacher, Spanish teacher, who teach you every Thursday and every Monday, and who do one podcast just for you, my dear Spanish beginner. Y antes de despedirme, before saying goodbye, gracias a todos los estudiantes que han participado. Gracias a Michelle, gracias a Jean-Pierre, gracias a Margie, y gracias a todos los estudiantes que también han participado en otros grupos de Facebook, donde I also publish and I also share this reto de la semana. So if you are a Spanish student, I'm pretty sure that you know what I'm talking about and to what Facebook groups I'm referring to. Well, espero, I expect, I hope que este podcast te haya ayudado, and I also hope that now you know the difference between verbo estar and verbo hay. Nos escuchamos el próximo jueves con otro reto de la semana.
Subscribe to this podcast and visit learnspanishbeginner.com para dejar definitivamente de ser
and beginner.